Nedarim Perek Tes Mishnah Ches L'Zecher Nishmas Yerdor Bar Shlomo. Continuing now with the previous mission in the chain that we just did, about what happens when you cancel part of a neder, is the rest of it totally canceled? So Konam Yayin She'eni Toim. Somebody says, wine is forbidden for me to taste. Shehayayin Ra Lameyayim. Because wine is bad for my insides, bad for my bowels. So he says, I'm not going to drink wine because wine is bad for me. Amru lo, and then they come and they tell him, Bahalo hamiyushan yafal me'ayim. But old wine is good for your insides. Old wine helps your digestion. Meaning in Bava Basra, they explain wine that's at least 3 years old. And it's good for you. So he based his neder on incorrect information. In that case, hutar hamiyushan. The old wine is then permitted. Because the old wine was based on a false assumption. The lo hamiyushan bilvad hutar, and now the Mishnah goes on, following Rabbi Akiva's rule from a few Mishnahs ago, not only is the old wine now allowed, ela b'chol hayayin. All wine, even new wine, is allowed. Even if some new wine is bad for you, it's allowed. Because once part of the neder was canceled, everything is canceled. This is all one neder, and you can't split it up into pieces. Where he made such a neder about all wine. If, on the other hand, he had said something about konam except for old wine, then we have different issues. But in this kind of situation, it was all one neder, all wine blanket statement. Konam batzal she'eni toam. I'm not going to taste onions. Sha'a batzal ralalev, because onions are bad for the heart, he says. Amru lo, and then they tell him, haloha kufri yafalalev. But isn't kufri the onion of the kfar, the onion of the village? Those are actually good for the heart. And some of the Mefarshim explained that's a fully ripe onion, a big onion. Hutar b'kufri, so that means the village onion, the large onion is now mutar to him, because it was a false assumption. The lo b'kufri bilvad hutar, and not only the large onion, ela b'chol habitzolim is mutar on all onions, because again, once hutar miktsasa, hutar kula, once part of the nether is out, the whole nether is out. My sahaya. In fact, there was once a situation with a guy, b'tiru Rabbi Meir l'chol habitzolim, and Rabbi Meir was matir him to all onions. Even though we said before, Rabbi Meir, back before Rabbi Akiva's teaching was widespread, that we said in Barishona they didn't used to allow this, but Rabbi Meir used Rabbi Akiva's rule in an actual case, and that helped make Rabbi Akiva's rule established for everybody to follow later. So what Rabbi Meir was doing, this Mishnah is explaining, was setting a precedent that would then be followed by everybody. Mishnah test, Poskin la'adam b'chvod atzma u'v'chav banav. While we're on the subject of a psichol neder, to find an excuse, a grounds to annul a neder, you can annul a neder by reason of his covet, of his personal honor, or of the honor of his children. So for example, if he made a neder which is going to force him to divorce his wife, and that's going to ruin his reputation, or his kids are going to be the children of divorce, and that would ruin their reputation, then we can use a psicha to say he shouldn't get divorced because it's going to ruin his reputation. In an earlier Mishnah, we talked about using a ksuba as a reason not to divorce. Now we're saying the divorce itself might be a psicha. Omrim lo. They say to him when they're trying to annul it, Ilo ha'yisi yodea shel lemachar omrin olecha. If you knew that, you know what they're going to say about you tomorrow? They're going to say, Kach hi vesto shel ploni. They're going to say, this is the habit, the veses, the consistent habit of so-and-so, Megarish HaSashav, he's a divorcer. They're going to call you Bluebeard, and they're going to say that all you do is divorce your wives. Do you want such a reputation? Do you want to have such a thing? So if somebody made a neder of some kind, said, I'm not going to eat fruit until I divorce my wife. And then they say, you want to be known as the guy who divorced his wife all because of fruit? You know, Bal Benosecha Yuamrim. And then they say, you know what they're going to gosip about your daughters? They're going to say, Benos Gerushos Hain. They're the daughters of a divorced woman. Ma Ruasa Iman Shel Ebel Lizgarish. What did their mothers see to bring about her divorce? In other words, how could she be involved with you when she knew it was going to lead to divorce? In other words, what the gossip is saying is they're going to say the woman committed adultery and that's why he dumped her. And they're going to say, what did he see in the mother that he divorced her? They're going to say that they're the daughters of his own. Ba'amar. And then if he answers, Ilo Yisi Yodea Shekain, if I had known that's what the wagging tongues were going to say about me, Ilo Yisi Noder, I never would have made such a neder that would have ruined my daughter's reputation, that would have ruined my reputation, Bluebeard, Harezen Mutter, then we permit it. So the Chacham or the Bezdin that is listening to his excuses can say, ah, psichal neder, we're going to let him out of it, and he can have his neder annulled.